I want to talk to you about TrueCar.com. TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off manufactured suggested retail price. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free buying experience. Remember, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play.
One game could run this city. One gang. Nothing would move without us allowing it to happen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This week, we're doing a very special edition of the Paul Mercurio Show. We're having a returning, very special guest. My son, Alex Mercurio. He was last with us around
Christmas.
Christmas, is that right?
Yeah, it was Christmas.
All right. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, how you doing?
Be more formal and polite to people.
I mean, I'm not like meeting them in person, so it's more over like the internet or whatever, the podcast. Like,
I mean, whatever. This podcast is my livelihood. You should show more respect for it.
I know. And you've done a couple shows also, so I should show a little more respect, but, you know, whatever.
Well, let's talk about the last 8 months or so. A lot has happened. A lot of changes in your life, most dramatic being your voice. Let's talk about that.
I mean, it's not like been dramatic. It's been different. It's changed, yes, but I mean, just what happens when you get older, I guess.
And how do you feel about your voice changes? Does it make you feel more manly?
Of course. Of course, when your voice is deeper, you sound more manly. And you...
Do you act more manly?
No. I'm still pretty feminine.
In what way?
No. I mean, I still sleep with the nightlight. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. No.
But you sleep with a fan?
Yeah, I sleep with a fan.
Why do you need to have a fan on?
Because I like the noise. It puts me to sleep.
You have a lot of things on your mind. Look, you're like a teenager. What could be on your mind that would be by keeping you up?
I don't know. I think about a lot when I go to bed.
What do you think about? Me and how you can make my life better?
Of course, but no, I think about like school and like friends and stuff and what happened. Like, I think about things that happened 3 years ago. I don't know why. I just remember stuff like that.
What did you tell me something?
I have to think of it. It's probably like, I think it was one day in school. I asked like a really stupid question. The entire class laughed at me. It was pretty funny. I was, my English teacher asked, what's the most important thing about an essay? And she was looking for like written things like compound sentences. And I said 12-point font.
Are you trying to be funny?
No, I was like, I thought that was kind of serious. So.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Is that why you don't talk out as much in class as you, after that point? Was that a
we're not trying to get to the bottom of why I'm not more talkative in class right now. We're just trying to have a conversation.
I'm running the interview.
Yeah, I know.
So what is it at your age, you're 15, what is it that, what do you care about? What do kids your age care about?
Trying to have fun with friends, really,
yeah.
And doing well in school.
Really the doing well in school part? Why are you laughing when you're saying that?
Because you're looking at me like You're crazy.
Let's talk about another big development, which is your armpit hair, which has been a big change over the last 8 months. Talk about that.
It's not a huge change. I don't feel any different about myself.
You're quite gorilla-like under there.
So are you.
Yes, but I'm older. You've really sprouted some hair. Are you using any kind of a salve or a balm on your armpits so that you can get some hair?
No.
What about down in the nether region?
You asked me about that.
I should be able to...
It's weird. It's a very weird topic. Like, I'm not going to show
you. But I'm your father, and we're both men with penises.
No, it's weird.
Like, I should be able to see. Like, if we were at the gym, and I didn't know you, and everybody goes to the gym, and then they change in the locker room, I'd see it.
Yeah, but that's different. Like, I'm not just going to, like, show you.
I'm not asking you to show me in the driveway. I'm just asking, you know, like, if you're in the shower, let me see.
No other father asks their son that.
All right. I disagree. I think it's a very normal question. I need to see what's going on with you.
No. That's what the doctors are for.
But the doctors don't care about you the way I do.
Yeah, that's true, but it's not something that you, like, need to ask me.
When you condition your hair, do you condition other parts, your hair on other parts of your body?
No, I don't use conditioner.
Ah, but if you did, you would.
No, that's a fallacy.
You ever think about a mohawk?
No.
What's going on with your friends? You like girls, but you're not like, you don't have a girlfriend, right?
No, I don't.
There's a girl that wanted to be your girlfriend?
No, I mean.
Is it because you're too hairy and you're freaking her out?
No, it's just like, it's weird. She's weird. They're weird.
Uh-oh, there's a girl. Who is it?
There is not.
There is,
no,
liar.
There's not. No, there's not.
Does she have a mustache?
No.
Some girls have a little mustache. Have a mustache.
No, she doesn't.
What's her name?
There's a name. It's nobody.
So you had, we had to do the first shaving under the nose recently. You had a little trail of hair under there. That was a big moment for you, right?
No, it wasn't. It was a big moment for you and my mom because she took a picture of it and I didn't want, there was no need for a picture and I was pretty irritated by the picture.
Yeah, but we need pictures to document the growth of your life so that later when you're older and we're not around, you can say, oh, that's when I first shaved.
Okay. I mean, I guess so.
What do you think adults don't understand about kids your age?
I don't know. That's a hard question. That's like...
It's a good question, right?
Yeah, it's a good, hard question.
So answer it.
I'm trying. I need to process. What was the question?
What is wrong with you? I just asked you the question.
I know. I was trying to think about the question, and then I forgot what the question was. Just, can you repeat the question?
What is the thing that adults don't understand about kids your age?
I think it's trying to, it's like that the kids, it's like, oh, it's like trying to, it's trying, they're, they don't really understand, like, putting in a lot of work in school is, like, not something that's, like, the first thing that comes to our mind. Like, we like to have, like, some fun and kind of chill out a little bit.
What do you need to chill out? You're not working. What do you need to relax about?
School's very stressful. It's a lot
so what's the first thing that comes to mind if it's not school?
You said
school's not the first thing that comes to our mind.
Like, we like to, like, relax a little bit.
But you relax.
I relax. I'm just saying. Like, always, like, going, like, 200 miles an hour is not something that kids, like, can do.
Well, who wants you to go 200 miles an hour? I don't. Oh, is that what you're saying? I'm pushing you too much?
No.
Aren't I the best father ever?
Yes. Yes, you are. Took me to the world.
Tell people about me and what they may not know. I do stand up or whatever. They listen to my podcast. So tell something. Say anything. You can say anything you want about me that you think is humorous or bizarre, other than my fascination with your pubic hair.
Well, the other day I wasn't there, but I heard you hit two rocks driving our boat, and then you yelled at some guy on the boat because he swamped our boat.
Oh, mommy told you that?
Yeah, she said that you said some pretty rude things.
I wasn't rude. It was a giant Rodney Dangerfield kind of boat, like from Caddyshack, with this big fat guy, and he just comes barreling up next to our, we have a little Boston Whaler, and he almost swamps our boat. So I decided that, and this is where you need to learn a lesson, that you have to change people's behavior in life by speaking up and saying something. Otherwise, he'll continue to swamp people's boat. So I floored it, gunned it, caught up to his boat, and had a few words from him boat to boat. And I let him know what I thought.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what you said, but...
Well, you can only imagine, right?
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't... I didn't leave any profane word out. I covered them all.
Just like at home.
No, I...
Yeah.
No.
You used to.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Have you noticed a change?
Yes, I have.
But you caused me to say those words.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, no, you're a good kid.
Yeah.
Except when your sideburns turn into Spock sideburns and I have to trim them.
They don't look like Spock sideburns. They're not like that. They're
so
not
what
that
else
bad.
Do I do that you find to be particularly bizarre and or humorous around the house?
Well, I usually just walk around the entire house naked.
Yeah, it's my house.
Yeah, but we have people who live in the building across from us.
Yeah, we live in an apartment in New York, and so it's sort of like rear window. You know, people you can see in other people's apartments. And my feeling is, why do I do it? Tell them.
Because it's your house.
I'm the king of the castle.
Yeah. And the freedom, I guess. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand.
It's the male anatomy. It's,
yeah, it's weird. It's like you just don't...
Michelangelo made a statue of it. David, you know, no one's upset with that guy. And he's in a museum with his saltpeter.
Rusty. You gotta be quiet, bud.
Yeah, that's Rusty, our dog, thinking he's going to attack somebody. So... When I walk around naked, yeah, it is freeing.
Okay, yeah, but it's like weird to see, especially if you're in the building across from us and see this.
They can avert their eyes.
See this hairy naked guy just wandering around.
I'm not that hairy.
You got some back hair. Yeah.
Jealous?
No, back hair is weird.
You're gonna get it.
I don't want that. I'm gonna shave it.
You can't shave your back hair.
Yeah, you just. Reach back and just shave it.
What do you do when you go to your parties? You never tell me. What do you do?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, it is. I'm paying for you to get there.
You didn't tell your parents what you did at those
parties. They asked me. I would. I want to know everything you do.
You wouldn't ask. They wouldn't.
Are you guys drinking at those parties?
No.
Are you doing any illegal drugs?
No.
Are you getting naked and wrestling in Jell-O? If not, you should.
No, we don't do that.
Do you find me exhausting as a father at times?
At times, yes.
In what way?
You always have something for me to do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I was lying on a hammock today, and you were like, yeah, put all these chairs away, and then also put the bin away, and then put the thing away.
Well, it's not like you have a full-time job. You think you're just lying in a hammock all day?
No, I'm just saying, like...
Tell people why you were tired yesterday.
Well, because I had to wake up. I went to bed at 1:30. And I had to wake up.
What were you doing until 1:30? Were you working? Were you like, were you balancing balance sheets? Were you paving roads? What were you doing? You were out running around doing what with your friends?
Nothing.
Right, exactly. So that's not a job. So you shouldn't have been up till 1:30. And then what happened?
And then I had to wake up at 6.
Why?
Because I had to help put up a tent for my friend's mom's art show.
Right. And then you went back to sleep until 11.
11.
Right. And then what did you do?
What did I do?
You went to the beach all day. You worked for 1 hour and went to the beach all day.
I got paid $20 for working.
Okay, but that doesn't match this conversation.
I also should be getting paid for working on that farm.
No, you're not getting paid. You volunteer.
Why is getting paid $13 an hour?
It doesn't matter. Tell people what you did on the farm. Alex volunteered at a local farm.
You're probably not going to understand because you can't understand it and you choose.
Okay, so that's a passive-aggressive thing you just did right there.
It's just so... So this farmer, his name's Jimmy. He planted onions.
Go ahead.
Okay. So he planted the onions.
Good education.
And then he covered them with plastic and cut out the holes. So then the weeds were growing all around the plastic, and we pulled up the onions, and then we had to pull out the plastic.
So why do you have the plastic? Why can't you just plant the onions?
I don't really know. I think it's to keep the weeds from growing into the onions.
Well, but why don't you ask why they have the plastic?
What? Why do I ask?
Why would you not ask? If you're pulling up the plastic, why not ask about it?
It's just what he said to do, so I did it. Why didn't I? We just did it.
You know, you're going to a decent school. You can talk like a human being and not a caveman.
I am. Like.
So then, You think I make you, I'm constantly making you do things, right?
At times, yes.
Yeah. And what else annoys you about me?
Not really anything else.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot about you that annoys me. I don't like that.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't like that you're not contributing to the income of the family.
Yeah.
So I've signed you up as a mascot for the New York Knicks.
They don't have a mascot.
They do now, and you're it. Enjoy it. Tell me about, if you could have me change one thing about me, what would you change? It's a heavy question.
I know.
Understand that I'm paying the bills and you're riding on my nickel, so I'd
be... We're going to have to talk about whatever I say later, so...
No, go ahead, and you can say it. I'm perfect.
I'm probably the thing, like, always having me, like, think about, like, doing something. It's like I'll be lying on the couch and be like, you want to go outside? You want to go play baseball? You want to go play basketball? You want to go to the park? You want to go, like, do, like,
dinner? You want me to change that?
At times, like, when I'm really tired and I don't want to do anything.
Well, at least that I want to be proactive as a father instead of you lying around getting fat. And just watching TV all day.
I don't watch TV all day.
You watch a fair amount of TV.
Yeah, after what I was doing the summer geometry course.
Tell them why you did a geometry course.
Because I want to be in Algebra 2 for next year, for sophomore year.
Wow. And how do you did well or what?
Yeah, I think I did. I did, like, it was a little hard because it was a 6-week program, 3 hours a day, for 5 days a week. And it was it's a 9-month course that we crammed into 6 weeks. So we did like two chapters a day, something like that.
So, your friends that are annoying, what annoys you about some of your friends?
That they just keep on talking and don't really know when to stop talking.
What do you say to them to get them to stop talking?
Stop talking. I just tell them to stop talking.
And do they stop?
Yeah, they stop.
Is it your school friends? Wyatt? Who is it?
No, it's my school friends.
And are you friendly with them anymore?
Yeah.
Maybe they don't like you because you don't talk enough.
I know. I'm pretty outgoing in my grade. I know. Yeah, I know most of the kids. I know all the kids in my grade.
Are you going to run for class president?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think you should.
I'm doing a bunch of stuff. I'm doing orchestra. I'm doing the debate team. So that's like two more things that I got.
Such a heavy load. Your life is so difficult.
I'm not saying that is. I'm just saying like run for class president. Maybe like next year, maybe junior year.
You get a lot of benefits. You get 10% of the income of the school.
That's a lie.
How do you know? Have you ever lied?
To who?
To anybody.
Yeah.
What was the lie?
I don't remember.
Come on, tell me.
I don't remember. I mean, I'm just sure like I've lied before, but
you lied to us.
Yeah.
What was the lie?
We don't really need to get into it.
Yes. Oh, look at you squirming.
No, it was.
I want people to understand what a 15-year-old kid lies about.
I don't really want to talk about it right now. Because it's like in the past.
Is your hair very thick down there, or is it just certain pubic hairs that are popping through?
I'm not talking about this with you. I don't want to talk about it.
But I think it's healthy to have these open conversations. In the 60s, people would go to naked communes and walk around and play guitars. That'd be fun.
For you, because you like to be
maybe
naked.
You play your viola in like a little Speedo bathing suit.
Nah.
So what was the one thing you lied about? You lied about getting a grade, right? Did you lie? Wait, you lied about you were supposed to donate a kidney and you didn't, remember?
Yeah. I definitely lied about that.
You got a fake scar and pasted it on you.
Yeah.
And what is the whole, where are you with sex? Do you understand what happens there?
I don't need to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, I'm the father.
No.
Well, no. Who do you want to have it with?
Myself, in my mind.
But you don't know what to...
I don't need to...
Things happen. Things happen and then there's a thing and then one thing leads to another.
No.
And it goes in somewhere?
No, stop. It's an awkward conversation. No.
But see, the awkwardness is what this tells you that you need to have it.
No. I still don't think there's a need for it.
Now, what about girls? What would you like to in a girlfriend if you wanted to get a girlfriend? I know you.
She needs to know how to play baseball. Like, she needs to be able to catch, like, a baseball.
Really?
With a glove.
You know anybody like that?
No. No.
So yeah, that's it. She could do anything else, look anyway, but if she can catch a baseball, she's in.
Maybe.
I mean, she's got to be pretty or whatever.
Yeah. So basically, yeah.
And what about personality-wise? What are you looking for in a girl?
Somebody who's not awkward. Like one of my friends up here, who's really awkward.
Oh. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But she's very nice.
She's nice, but she's super awkward.
Meaning very quiet.
Very quiet. Shy. Very shy. Very awkward.
But even with you, her good friends, she's
tough
to get it out of her?
Yeah.
What does she do? She just...
doesn't talk. And what she says, like, this stuff is just weird. But, like, at times she can be fine, but other times
she can maybe she's just nervous and she likes you.
She's not good at meeting new people.
Oh.
That's another thing.
So that would be difficult. Maybe she sees how hairy you are and that's off-putting.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely it.
Between your Spock sideburns and your little Cesar Romero mustache and then your bulging hair coming out of the top of your underwear.
I look Mexican with my little mustache.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with that, but you did look like a delivery boy. Or a guy that does dishes. That's right,
it's
said it.
Not that bad.
No, because we shaved it, but it is coming back again.
I know it is, but it's still not that bad.
No, but people come up to you and they think you're a used car salesman.
That's never happened to me.
So why don't you talk to this girl and say, hey, I like you, but you got to get a personality.
That's like a weird thing to say. You don't just go up and say that.
What about at school? Is somebody at school that has a personality you like?
Yeah.
Right. So basically, it's like the movie Diner, where in order to marry the woman, she has to pass a test about knowing things about the Baltimore Colts football team.
The Baltimore.
Yeah, no, it's true. So you would have to, one of the tests is she'd have to.
Indianapolis Colts?
They used to be the Baltimore Colts and they moved. Don't corrupt. Correct me. I'm your father and I'm the host of this show. You're a guest. Don't correct the host.
I've never seen the movie.
Okay, this is where you have social ineptitude. You'd never correct the host on his own show.
Okay, now I know that. Now I won't correct you anymore.
All right. And wear your retainers. You're not wearing your retainers enough.
My bag.
Yeah, they're doing a great job keeping your bags, the teeth of the zipper of your bag straight.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just come home late and I forget.
Oh, yeah, you come home late from your job in the accounting firm. You're exhausted working all day.
Yeah, I am.
So, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Your hair.
No, you were talking about the baseball, Baltimore.
Right, Colts. So you're gonna do a quiz where she's going to have to pass certain physical tests.
I don't know what this movie's about.
Don't worry about the movie. What I'm saying is if she's got to be good at catching a baseball, what about... bunting. Does she need to be a good bunter?
That doesn't matter.
I would have her bunt.
Why?
Just if she can bunt, then she can deal with a situation under pressure, which is good for you to know.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, that's not really a requirement, I guess.
And what about maybe check out her base running skills?
It's for speed.
And see if she'll do, see if she's fast enough to run away from you.
Yeah. That should be...
when you get creepy.
Yeah. That happens a lot. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah. You got a little bit of an attitude, don't you think?
Yeah.
What's the attitude? How would you describe your attitude at this stage of your life?
I mean, I'm tired a lot. And I'm a little... I can be, like, a little edgy sometimes when I'm tired.
And why are you tired?
Because I was up at 1:30 in the morning last night.
Yeah, but generally you're not up at 1:30.
No, just because, like, especially during school, sometimes, because I got to wake up early. It's just not my thing. I don't wake up.
When you're in bed, do you ever say, what can I do to make my father's life easier?
No.
Don't you think you should have that thought?
Probably.
Why don't you?
That's a hard question.
Answer it.
It's impossible. I can't tell you why.
Because you should be thinking more about me, not even your mother or our dog, just me and what you could do to make things better, don't you think?
Yeah, but I don't, so I don't know why I don't. That's a tough question to answer.
I think you should start right now.
With the answer?
No, you should start thinking right now what you could do to make my life better.
Okay.
And it would start by a foot massage.
You have one of those things at home.
You bought it for me, yeah.
Yeah, for your birthday.
And what are the big developments since yeah, for my birthday. What else do you think I should change or do differently as a father, as a husband? Go ahead. Oh, you're laughing at that one.
No, as a husband?
Yeah.
Maybe just not get so irritated sometimes with mommy.
Oh, wow. But it's justified.
What do you mean? Your irritation?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes you can hold it back.
No, but then it'll end up in my colon and I'll get a sickness.
Just punch a pillow. Just let it go into a pillow.
Is this some kind of a therapy you're learning at school?
No. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Well, you know, if everybody did exactly what I told them to do the way I did it, there would be no aggravation.
But then that's just not how the world works.
Oh, how does it work then?
Everybody's going to, like, mess up occasionally. And they're not going to all do it exactly the way you want them to do it.
Yeah, but most of the time you don't want to do it the way I tell you to do it, and then you push back.
Me?
No, that's not true. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
I do a good amount of stuff.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever done?
Probably, I think like when I was little, I fell off a wall and then got a concussion. That was probably the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Yes, because it raised my health insurance rates.
Yeah.
I don't care that you have permanent brain damage, but it did raise my health insurance rates.
Didn't I like have dark shadows in the CAT scan showing that I had like blood in my brain or something like that?
I think so, which is why I wanted to give you up for adoption, but I was talked out of it by the social services people.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you ever have dreams about me?
No.
Don't you think you should?
No.
If I were on your mind more, you would have dreams about me if you worried about me and wanted to do things for me.
Probably, but I don't. I don't have dreams about you.
When you're in school and you're in class and you're not 100% focused, where does your mind wander to?
Anything.
Like your belly button?
No, like what I think about.
Yes.
I don't know, I'll think about like the previous class or like what I have to do after school.
You ever think about Dr. Scholl's shoe inserts?
Don't you have those?
I have orthotics, but not Dr. Scholl's, but do you ever think about that?
No.
During school?
No.
You ever think about Jell-O?
No, I don't like Jell-O.
You ever think about chocolate pudding during school?
Sometimes, yeah.
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 And then when you get hungry, right?
Yeah.
Then you can't concentrate.
No, and then I just chew gum.
But gum doesn't taste like pudding.
Yeah, but gum satisfies the chewing in my mouth.
Are you allowed to chew gum in class?
No.
So you're violating rules and you're telling me on national podcasts that you're violating school rules?
I mean, I never get caught, so.
How would you chew when the back is turned?
No, I just chew quietly.
So you're lying. That's basically you're a liar when you do that.
I'm just sneaky.
Yeah, well, what's worse, being sneaky or a liar?
Probably a liar.
Why?
Because that's just like straight up telling a fallacy. Like you're just being false.
What else about kids do you think adults don't understand?
Probably, honestly, I don't really know because I'm not every kid, so I'm gonna.
But do you feel misunderstood?
No, not really.
Do you feel
understood?
Do you feel like you could think about going out and getting a part-time job to help the family?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Working on the farm.
No, you're not getting paid as a volunteer. Don't try to... See, now you're being sneaky and you're trying to weasel money.
Oh, no, Jimmy said he was going to pay us, but now I was like, no, my parents are going to pay me.
Yeah, well, that's not happening.
Well, he's getting paid $13 an hour.
It doesn't matter. You're not getting paid. You need to learn to volunteer.
I did. I'm volunteering for money.
That's pretty funny. So you want me... As we wrap up this podcast, you want me to continue to walk around the house naked. That's number one.
You also put a lot of powder on yourself.
Yes, I do. What do you think of that?
I think that I walk in the bathroom and I just see like a cloud of powder.
And I put it everywhere. I put it down on my boys everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just keeps it
dry. I just like being fresh. It makes me feel fresh and like a young boy running through a field of tulips.
I put it on my feet sometimes, but it makes my feet feel weird. I don't like it on my feet.
You should put it on your boys. When I put it on my boys, my little boys there, they look like little powdered Dunkin' Munchkin donuts.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
You should think about it.
I mean, like, I don't have time in the morning because I wake up.
You have time?
I wake up like 10 minutes before I have to
eat the bus. Your boys are only 3 feet up from your feet.
I usually just wash my hair in the sink and then brush my teeth and then leave.
And then you go on the bus and you could take the powder on the bus and powder up on the bus.
No, because then there's too many people on the bus to do that. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so what? So you think I put too much powder on? I'm going to continue to do that. I'm not changing.
Yeah, I know that.
Pushing you to do things, that's not going to change.
Yeah, I know that.
So basically, I'm not changing anything that you want me to do.
I understand that.
You're going to do exactly what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
Because this house is a what? Not a, what's the word I use?
Democracy.
Say it again.
Democracy.
It is not a...
democracy.
Right. It is a tyrannical authority figure in me, correct?
Yes, that's true.
What I say...
I do.
No, what I say...
goes.
There you go. The fact that you didn't get that right the first time is the core root of our problem. All right, well, this has been my son, Alex Mercurio. Hair on his armpits, hair on his boys, which he won't let me see. A no. Little cheeseball mustache coming in. And what?
Pretty tired. I'm pretty tired.
From doing?
Nothing.
Exactly. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I enlightened you about the youth of America. September 4th through the 7th, I'm going to be at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, Arizona. So come on out to see me at Stand Up Live, Phoenix, Arizona, September 4th through the 7th. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and I have done 2 television tapings of my show with Bobcat Goldthwait and Gilbert Godfrey. We are in the process of posting those shortly, so keep an eye out. And thanks for tuning into the podcast, and thanks to my very special guest, the hairy Alex Mercurio.
You take over one borough at a time. Secure our territory. Secure our turf. Because it's a